This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. Okay, let me set this up a little bit. So I go to my safe in my garage the other night. Okay, we've got a big safe in the garage, fireproof safe, right? Where all of the things that you don't want to be lost exist in my home, right? And there is just stacks of papers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're sort of organized. Some of them are in envelopes and some of them are in those like those accordion file folders, right? And so they're all organized sort of.
Right. You can tell when the organization stopped because you've got your Verizon bill from like August 2018, right? And then the rest has just sort of been just pushed in there as need be.
I would like to make the point that at the very beginning of COVID, that was one of the things we did was that we got our file folders out and we were like, we are cleaning out all of these paid bills that we kept and filed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Okay. So to make a long story even longer, I get onto Pinterest and I'm like, how can I organize these in a way that makes sense and that looks nice? And so when it's like, hey, I need a birth certificate, it's easy to find. In steps Kathy Rogers with her blog and her website, oakhillhomestead.com. I found her and I was like, yes, we need to talk about this and we need to talk about it with other people. So if you are like me and you have stacks of paper or accordion file folders sitting in a safe somewhere, Kathy's our woman. She's going to get us organized. Kathy, welcome to KFGO Radio.
Thank you.
So where did we find you in the world?
We are in Oklahoma, where tornadoes are born. Which will take all of your important papers and spew them through the sky if you're not careful.
Yes, no doubt.
Kathy, I look at this list and my first thought is, you know, these are all great things to have. I don't know if I actually have some of these documents that are important to my grab-and-go binder. So I'm going to start by building that binder from the ground up in some cases. Did you have all of this stuff ready to go? Or was it sort of like, oh, yeah, I haven't made a copy of my current driver's license?
We had papers all everywhere. My husband would say, I want to do something with the car. I need the title. Where is it? And I would look at him and said, I think you had it last.
Okay, so you were where I was not that long ago.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I started by taking my wallet and copying everything that was in it, my driver's license, the credit cards on the front and back, because the back has the number to call if you lose your credit card. Social security card, health insurance cards, you know, everything that was in that wallet. And I photocopied those, and that was the first page in my binder. That's how I started.
And you call this a grab-and-go binder. And I like that because the whole idea is you can grab it and go. You never know when there's going to be an emergency. You never know when someone's going to need that vehicle title like you just mentioned. And so it's just an easy way to get everything into one place.
Right. And you may never need it to evacuate with. That might not be your thing, but it's ready if you are. However, if you need the title to your vehicle or your birth certificate to get your real ID driver's license or whatever, you know that it's going to be in that binder and it makes life so much less stressful.
So we're going to share this on KFGO.com, this link to your list, because you put together a pretty great checklist of important documents that you want to include in the grab and go binder. So you made a point to tell us all of the things we need to copy from our wallet, but what other things do we need to think about gathering for this?
All right. Your vehicle titles for not just your cars, but your tractor, your trailer, your RV, whatever it is that you have. If it has a title, go find the title. Property deed, birth certificates for you and your children, your marriage certificate, power of attorney if you have one, your will, it's a good place to keep your will. Insurance policies would be also good to keep in there, whether it's your homeowner's insurance or your auto insurance, your life insurance, all of those should go in there. You could even keep your school transcripts and your diplomas in there, military service records, prescriptions for, you know, your medications and your eyeglasses, passports, and even your dog's rabies certificates. good place to keep that.
And, you know, this is what I like. I think some people have that, oh, these are the important documents. I've got my passport, and I've got my Social Security card and a birth certificate. But you would be surprised. I'm rarely asked for my birth certificate, but boy, oh boy, keeping a hold of everything from, like, like you said, those school transcripts to those documents that you don't think about but are you need at a moment's notice. And I don't want to have to walk around and do like your husband did to you, Kathy, and say, well, where's this? And have her look at me and be like, I don't have that. Why would I have your college transcript?
Look through the two stacks over there on the desk.
Yes.
And Kathy, you make an important point, and I think it's, you know, clearly you're from an area where agriculture is important, just like it is to us. But you talk about your pet and livestock records as well to be just an important part in your grab-and-go binder.
Yes, it's a good place to keep those. If you have a horse that's registered, keep the registration papers in there. If you need a health certificate for, you know, whatever event, keep it in there. And one thing that is important, if you have pets or livestock, take a picture not only of that animal, but a picture of you with that animal, because that's the best way to establish ownership.
Yeah, see, that's next level thinking. Clearly, you're somebody who's maybe has had a friend or a loved one who's had to deal with that, because, you know, like in the world of if you have livestock that gets loose, I mean, you do have to prove that you are the owner and caretaker for that particular horse that may have gotten a couple miles down the road. And
it,
you know, that is just so smart. And I have plenty of pictures of my pets, but they're pictures of, like, oh, look at him eat it from this bowl of food. I imagine you're talking about a nice picture of the pet standing against a neutral background so you can identify, you know, coloring and everything like that.
Right. Color and markings do both sides of the animal, the face. And as I said, one with you in the picture as well, because that shows it's your dog.
I love it. It's a good checklist, and it's a good reminder for all of us to get all of these important documents into one place, if you can. Another good reason to use the label maker. Get out a binder, use a label maker. That's always fun.
Right.
Kathy, in your grab-and-go binder, are you keeping any kind of record of anybody else in your family, let's say? So, for example, if a parent is doing this, should they hold on to the birth certificate for an adult child or anything outside of your own home that you're keeping a record of?
I do. I have birth certificates for all of our grown children, just in case they lose theirs.
Smart.
While I put this together, I thought, well, I really want to give this to my daughter, her birth certificate, but what if she loses it? So I ordered an extra copy so that I would have one and she would have one.
Very good idea.
And you know what? I imagine it was easy to order, but it's not instantaneous.
Right.
And so that's the thing.
Have it if she needs it.
If I plan on renewing my passport and they're like, oh, do you have a copy of your birth certificate? Now I have to wait a little bit longer, and that's waiting longer to renew it. And it's kind of a trickle down effect, right? So one little gap here turns into a week there, turns into a month, and all of a sudden my friends are all going to Spain and I'm driving them to the airport but not going on the trip.
That's right.
Kathy Rogers, you can follow her at oakhillhomestead.com. You live in Oklahoma. How did you get started writing on oakhillhomestead.com? What was the inspiration for it?
Oh, we moved to Oklahoma from a northern state just so that we would have more land. We wanted land. And one day, as I finished running water from way up by the house at the top of that hill, which is covered with oak trees, I ran it all the way down using about 7 hoses down to the bottom to the horse barn so that the horses could have water and I didn't have to carry it by a bucket. And I thought, somebody somewhere needs to know this. I need to help them come up with solutions on how to do this sort of thing. And so I started the blog.
I love that. That is so funny. I see that for whatever reason I ran into that one. It must be trending all the time on your blog, because I feel like I ran into that post.
It is, right? It has been the most popular post on my blog for several years.
Really?
So See, people need to know that information.
They did need to know it, and you knew they needed to know it. Also, one of the ones that looks like it's always trending is how to vacuum seal almost any jar in your kitchen.
Ooh.
Yes.
What is, okay.
That's popular.
What is that all about? Why are we vacuum sealing jars?
This is for longer-term storage of pasta and flour and that sort of thing. You can keep it longer than what's recommended by vacuum sealing and pulling all the air out of the jar. So you can take like a spaghetti sauce jar, put the lid on it, put it into a special canister from the vacuum sealing company, and it runs to the food saver with the hose, and it sucks all the air out of it. So you can vacuum seal not just special jars, but you can do a spaghetti sauce jar.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Okay, so you can just keep the jars that you're already producing, and instead of throwing them into the recycling bin, take them and use them for rice, pasta. What else are you doing? Are you using it for flour and stuff like that?
Flour, yes, several different kinds of flour. You might not use coconut flour all the time, but you have some of it, so you want to save it. Spices, you can use it on spices. Do not vacuum seal sugar because it will turn into a rock.
Oh.
You will never be able to chip. Don't do sugar.
I love it. What about powdered sugar? Can you do powdered sugar?
I have not tried that one. I don't know if I would try that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like Kathy clearly lost a good amount of sugar to an experiment. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Okay, so I've never used that extension to the food saver.
Mm-hmm. It comes with a little hose, or it used to. I know you can buy extras because I lost mine and had to buy a new one. And they have canisters that are various sizes, and you can put the jar inside of that and suck it out that way. Or they have canning jar tops so that if you're actually using a mason jar, you can use that canning jar top and do the same thing with the hose.
Sure. And I suppose this would be good for, if you dehydrate food, how long?
Yes.
If you dehydrate food, does that stay good?
It will stay good as long as you store it well in a dark, dry place. Cool. It should last for 5 to 10 years.
Five to 10 years? I had no idea that long.
Yes.
And Kathy, I'm going to guess that you're the type of person, you're very similar to my wife, whereas throwing away any kind of food because of spoilage just grinds her gears. She hates it.
I don't throw it away.
Yeah, there you go.
I put it on my compost pile. I don't throw it away.
Well, we compost too, but I got to be honest. I don't like going out and looking at the compost. And every time she uses it, she's like, this is what makes our tomatoes so good every year. And I'm like,
yes.
It smells to high heaven out here. No, thank you.
Oh, good stuff. Kathy Rogers, thanks so much for joining us for a little bit here on KFGO and It Takes Two. We appreciate your time and thanks for the great tips. We're going to put a link to your post about the grab and go binder. So if people want more information or they want a checklist so they themselves can put it together, we'll put it there too. And hopefully they can see more information if they want about canning or tomatoes, overwintering tomatoes at oakhillhomestead.com. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.